This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final hour of the show, 60 minutes on the clock for The Usual Suspects. We take it to 4, Blitz takes you till 7. Always tell you to go to ESPN975.com, as well as you can click on The Usual Suspects at the top of the page. If you miss any parts of the show, you can get the back hours there. And while you're there, you can also download the app. Take us anywhere, everywhere. You can be like Steelers fan Juan in Denver and NASCAR Johnny and all the people across Austin. The country that are listening from statewide to across the country. We appreciate you.
There are people in Australia. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, those are the rugby players that do the promos.
Well, we have Matt. Matt's an Australian, but he's here. So do we count that as an Australian listener?
He says he listens to us down under.
Oh, okay. Somebody said, Barry, thanks for the recommendation on the Bill Burr special. That was the best. It really is a lot. I was just talking to AJ at one of the breaks, and he said he liked Chappelle's special better than Bill Burr's, but that both of them are good. And both of them were really needed for comedy. So I highly recommend both. Did you finish Chappelle's?
I didn't, man. That's why I didn't start Bill's yet. No,
but we had mentioned the passing of T. Boone Pickens.
We did.
And one of the things I didn't realize is a guy that died at 91, a little older guy. You don't know that he's ever going to be really in tune with social media and all the things you guys give me crap about, or Barry Warner. Evidently, he was a hell of a tweeter. So Darren Revelle put out some of his favorite T. Boone Pickens tweets. The first one was he retweeted Drake when Drake said the first million is the hardest, and he put the first billion is a hell of a lot harder. And then Darren Revelle was critical of him at one point and said, 6 years ago this week, I tweeted that T. Boone Pickens was no longer a billionaire. Instead of letting it go, he shot back and said, hey, at Darren Revelle, don't worry. At $950 million, I'm doing fine. Funny, my $1 billion charitable giving exceeds my net worth.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can just fold up your tent and go home, Darren Revelle. So T. Boone Pickens, pretty funny guy, as well as a sharp guy. Pretty good.
What happened there? That was...
Yep. So I just wanted to share that with you. I don't know, because of the Astros game, because I was trying to turn it off, but there was really nothing else on, so I left it on last night. But if you're watching anything baseball-related and missed the news, Christian Yelich, probably one of two in the race for the MVP. It wasn't one of those Theismann-esque injuries, but boy, when they slowed it down last night, he fouled a ball directly off the barrel of the bat, squared up, off his kneecap, and went down, and he's out for the year. He has a fractured kneecap, and Craig Counsell, the manager of the Brewers, said when he came out, he was literally shaking the leg and everything, and he goes, I knew something was more than just a little wrong. We talk about exit velocity and launch angle and all those things. He literally launched a line drive off his own kneecap from close range.
Damn.
And so they're going, well, there goes his MVP. Well, there goes a lot of things, because they're one game behind the Cubs for the wild card, second wild card.
That's the bigger.
And there's your guy that's your bell cow that's been carrying you.
Yeah. I mean, the whole MVP thing, come on. He won last year. I wouldn't even be worried about that. I'm like you. No. I would be worried more about, are you going to make the playoffs? And if you do make the playoffs, you're going to be without him.
I talked to some of my friends back home this morning, and they basically said that. They're like, you know what? We were holding out hope. They were playing better baseball. A game within a game of the Cubs, it was doable. Now, no.
It's like if Deshaun Watson got hurt. That's it. Fold up the tent. Let's go home. There's always 2020.
Got hurt. God, we broke it on the.
Yeah, we did.
That's just, you guys weren't happy with me.
No.
Because I did it at the end of the show.
You guys, that's right. Ruined, right as we were getting off the air, you told
I ruined
us.
All day.
Yeah.
I mean, you do that anyways. But yeah, with that news too, it was even worse.
Yeah.
Well, there's your boy. So wanted to get that news of the day as well, because that was tough to look at, man.
And the Dodgers clinch.
Dodgers.
But who cares?
And did it quickly.
Yeah.
You know, seventh straight division title. They obviously did it quicker than anybody else, and they ran away with it. But at least some of the, you know, Kershaw was in the post-game interviews was saying, hey, look, you got to cherish this and celebrate it every time you get a chance to do so. I get that. But unless you want to be the latest version of the Buffalo Bills, it ain't a celebration until you win it.
Yeah.
You've been getting there and knocking on the door long enough. If you're the Dodgers.
Well, I mean, I would still rather get there and lose than not get there at all.
Sure. I mean, you're still winning, right?
Would you rather make the playoffs every year and get back? Oh, no, then you'd be a Texans fan.
Never mind.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
But at least you can crap on the media and be a jerk.
We're not when you wanted to. That's what we're talking about.
Are you John McClane or
was that a
Bill
John
O'Brien?
I don't think that was John
kind
McClane.
Kind of in between.
Well, I wasn't trying to do Bill O'Brien. I was just being a country redneck.
Okay. Because I thought you were trying to do Bill O'Brien.
I didn't know.
Yeah. No, no, I don't know how to do Bill O'Brien.
Who would we need from the Dodgers? I mean, the Astros would need to fracture their kneecaps to help the Astros' chances.
Here's the thing, man.
Like, Jock Peterson doesn't need his kneecap, right?
We can. No, he's an a-hole no matter what. You know, I hate
him. Oh,
I know.
You're talking about on the Dodgers?
Oh, yeah. It would be Bellinger.
It would be Bellinger. You need Bellinger. Yeah. We need his kneecap fractured?
Yeah.
Where does he live?
Cody Bellinger. Cody Bellinger's going to win the MVP in the National League.
Yeah, he is now.
And even, but I think even before that, he was going to. I think that, you know, again, because based on team results, if that was the deciding factor, the Dodgers won their seventh straight division title. They were, for most of the year, they've been one of the, you know, if not the best record, one of the top two best records in the game. So with all that being said, in the year that he's had, I think this is Bellinger's year to win it.
Okay. I don't disagree with that.
All right.
I was looking at the Twitch just to see what's going on. I don't see anybody in the chat room. Is that a thing? Did I do something wrong?
I'll look at the Twitch. I haven't really.
Okay. I was just trying to see if there were peeps out there. There's 53 people watching.
Okay.
That's not terrible.
No.
Especially since Joel has a shirt on. It would be higher, Joel, if you would just.
You are just.
He really wants to see you shirtless.
Yeah. Things, man. I'm going to, again.
But he can't do it alone. You're his broadcast partner, work wife.
Well, you're his boy.
You gotta do it together.
You're his boy.
I'm behind the glass. No one can see me.
Oh, but they can in the corner of the screen. Oh, tough guy, you.
Dang, stupid.
I'll block it. I'll block that damn camera.
Yeah, I'll take mine off because I'll have my. I have this right here, and I just pull it up, and then you won't see anything. That'd be fine.
Is that what you're gonna do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I suppose.
You think? All right. So, yeah. So Yelich is out. We'll see how it all plays out. And again, great deal if you're the Astros because you crapped the bed last night. You got beat by two touchdowns, and the Yankees were winning when your game started in the sixth inning, and then they gave up like 11 runs and had a walk off from the Tigers, lost, and you didn't lose any ground. So good news
That's
there.
Good news.
If you wanted some good news at the end of the night, it was that the Yankees lost too. So you're okay.
Did you see this Browns news that broke for defensive end Chris Smith?
Yeah.
Crashed his Lamborghini. He reported that a tire blew. Police say Smith and his girlfriend, Patera Cordero, were standing on the berm when another car hit and killed Cordero. So they crashed. They were standing on the berm, and then a car hit her. And killed her. They just had a child last month. Oh, just awful.
Wow.
Awful story.
Man, that's just devastating. That's terrible. And again, it wasn't that they were actually in an accident that hurt them.
Yeah.
They were waiting for assistance, right?
The tire blew out, wrecked the car, and then they're standing there waiting, and somebody got hit. So
Team USA, if you missed it, lost in the knockout round to France this morning. Donovan Mitchell, 29 points, but they get eliminated from the World Cup. I don't think anybody cares. I said before all of this, I really thought they were going to lose at some point. I didn't know if it was going to be in just the round robin or if it was going to be that they got this far. Because, look, you can have Greg Popovich. They didn't have the best team. All the guys.
But it doesn't matter, right? If you've got NBA players, shouldn't you still be better than the rest of the world?
So does the rest of the world now. Because you look at
they don't have the depth of NBA
but
players.
But Evan Fournier and Rudy Gobert played for France. France and Batum.
Okay, so you're three guys.
But you got at least three NBA guys.
Every player on the team is NBA caliber for US Team USA. On the other teams, granted, they may go five. They may have all five starters, but they still have to play the rotation, the benches, and all NBA guys.
So what? The other thing
you should be winning.
Here's the thing. Some guys don't want to play in the NBA, but if they're playing professionally in Europe and they're good players.
Nah. There might be one cat out of the entire world.
There's
that
plenty.
No, I don't want to go play in
there
the NBA.
There are plenty.
Trust me, all those cats want NBA money and fame.
There are plenty that are just happy being in their own country playing basketball, and there are plenty that have come to the NBA thinking exactly what you thought and go, you know what? This ain't what I thought it was, and I've seen them. They've come and they've gone because, you know what? It just wasn't.
Who was the biggest name that did that? That was like 4 or 5 years ago, right?
There's several that have done it, even recently.
Yeah, but some of those know that they're fade.
Oh boy, that was with the Pelicans and then the Bucks at the end of the year. Nikolai
Batum.
No. Nick, who am I? The shooter.
Jokic?
No. Nikolai. He had a beard. He played for the Pelicans and he finished with the Bucks.
Plays for the who?
Miritich. Miritich just decided, it's not for me. I'm going back overseas. There were lots of guys. I mean, Billy Spanoulis was a guy that was every Rockets fan wanted Spanoulis to come over from Greece and be the next point guard for the Rockets. And Van Gundy was the coach, and they didn't get along. And he basically said, nope, I'm out. I'm going back. So, some guys, it's just not cracked up for them. But the talent around the world is much better. I mean, there's a lot better talent.
Team USA wasn't the best team in this tournament.
I think that they, as a team, Barry, I think the thing is, when you look at Argentina and why they've had all the success,
who had the best talent?
Luis Scola and guys like that are still playing, but you know why? You know why they're still effective and still beating teams like France does? It's because they know there's a chemistry as a team. When you take all these different guys from different teams, especially when they're role players and you're trying to put them together and say, here, quickly form this team into a full of chemistry unit that's going to beat the rest of the world. It's harder than you think.
I disagree. You've got the best players and the best coach. There's no reason that this team should be losing.
I will say that there is an increased amount of talent overseas now.
Absolutely,
for sure.
When you look at the rosters of every team in this tournament.
I'm not denying that.
I'm just saying, like, the talent level is, they've leveled the playing field so much to the point where you can, like Joel said, if you have a good team. I mean, that's the reason why they brought out the two-way contract in the NBA, because everybody did not want to play for the D League or the G League. They can make more money overseas. And so a lot of the talent that wasn't quite good, like maybe mid-level to the best or like just above mid-level players, would go, and they were good enough to be in the NBA. They just didn't have room for them, and they would go play overseas and get paid. And that's why you see a lot of talent. It's not just the countries manufacturing their own talent. It's some of NBA players.
Yeah, we're
going
doing it to ourselves.
Yeah.
We're making them great and then sending them over there to beat us for medals. I don't like it.
I don't think it. But that's why I think
we should just stop taking any foreign-born players.
I don't think.
Build a wall around every court.
The World Cup of basketball means a lot to other countries.
Sure.
The only thing that the United States cares about are the Olympics. As long as they don't.
Is this team going to be the Olympic team?
Oh, no, it's not. No way.
Are you sure?
Because LeBron and all these guys that said, and I don't blame them. Lisa was asking me about it this morning, and I said, look, if I'm a guy that's going to play, especially if I know I got a good team in the NBA and I'm going to go deep into the playoffs, do I really want to go to play in the World Championships and spend a month and a half of my off season and then go right into the NBA? Because now they're done, and within a week or two, training camp opens up, and now you're in a grind for the next seven, eight months, and depending on how long you go, they don't want to do that. Now, if this was the Olympics, you would see bigger names that were going to commit to that.
Can't believe you lost to France, though. France has never won anything on an international stage. Not a war, nothing.
Sometimes I just let you
I figured three in the third quarter, they would have just surrendered and gave up the game. We quit. You could have it. France, you got beat by France. That's embarrassing.
Appropriate, Nick. We're not going to lose the world championships anymore, Barry.
I'm trying to figure out if this has to do with disappointment.
Pick on your boy like you picked on me for an hour,
there's
sir.
There's no boy here, okay?
We're not going to take it.
They're disappointed. They've been crapped on long enough.
Yeah, they look angry.
Yeah.
He's sitting here throwing food at the kids and stuff in the video.
Listen, my songs may have sucked, but they were all about disappointment. You guys, my list of disappointment
haters
is extended
gonna hate,
to you guys and your list today. It's just terrible. This is why Way Back Wednesday sucks now.
I really didn't take a good look at your list. There could be there could be a few songs that don't qualify.
There could be a lot of people that are going to fight that now. They're upset.
We're past that. We're on to hour number three. My Bill Belichick, we're on to hour number three. We don't need to go back and look at my list.
Nope. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of the show rolls on. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5, Barry, Nick, Joel on a way back Wednesday on the usual suspects. This Texans tidbit for those of you that haven't had enough in the last couple of days. Just from a financial standpoint, based on the cutting of Aaron Colvin, they're still paying him $7.5 million. They're paying $7 million of Jadeveon Clowney's Seahawks salary. They paid Matt Khalil $2.25 million to hang out all summer and then set him free. And they have 0 first rounds and 1 second round pick over the next 2 years.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And with all the money you threw away, why wouldn't you just keep Clowney around for the rest for one more year?
I mean, that would make sense.
That's why they didn't do it,
well,
Barry.
You can learn about that and more if you would take the course at Rice University on how to run an NFL franchise. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? Did we talk about that on the show?
We kind of started to, and everybody else had kind of kicked it around, but it's just it's
Rice
typical.
University is going to the is partnering with the Texans to teach a college course on how to run an NFL franchise. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the jokes just write themselves. That's
they did. When Joseph Duarte and other people put that out there, the comment section was just the best.
I mean, that was baffling to me, but I don't understand it. I really don't understand it.
I'm just trying to figure out because
you could learn about all this money management in that course. You could learn about giving away a defensive end for a bag of ice.
You know they're saying it's paying the business $7 million. Side. It's not the football side.
Okay.
That's their
How hard is it in a town star for football to sell tickets?
It's not. No, it's not. Look at the waiting list.
Exactly. And there's, by the way, there should not be a waiting list for Texans tickets.
Well, there's always going to be. Just like when Portland was the only team in town for basketball,
yep.
They're the only professional sports franchise. Their waiting list was ridiculous when I worked there.
Crazy. Even when they were bad.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's part of the deal. But speaking of that and staying in football, and we had talked about this yesterday, here's another one that's kind of a mind bender. Okay. So the league says that they're not going to do anything to OBJ about wearing the watch.
Right? Okay. Why?
Because
they give a reason?
They're saying at the present time, it doesn't look like there's anything that makes it quote unquote unsafe or a complete violation of their rules. OBJ says he plans to keep wearing it. However, he wants to make it about football. He just wants to concentrate on football. And he feels like he's being picked on. And if anybody else did this, or it was anybody else's $20 watch or otherwise, it wouldn't have even been brought up. But because it's him, he's being picked on. And he just wants to do what's best for football and the football team. If that was all the case, you wouldn't be wearing the damn watch. Because you knew damn well going in that doing something like this was going to draw non-football attention to you, to the watchmaker, to all these different things. And the fact that you have now come out and said you're going to keep doing it has no football reasons why you would still be going through with this. It's all about you.
Totally. There's no reason to wear a quarter of $1 million watch or more on the field. You know that you're going to get run for that. You absolutely know that. So you shouldn't be surprised by it. You shouldn't be. He knew what he was doing.
I mean, Ryan Clark on ESPN this morning is close with him. And so he basically said, I've talked to him, and he wants to make sure it stays about football. Well, if it stays about football, then you had your run, you had your fun, you got the exposure for the company. Now stop doing it.
Yep.
I don't understand that. And I don't understand how it's, you know, I guess from a golf perspective, I still don't even understand that. But I get that golfers wear watches, right? But it's not a contact sport.
No, there's no helmets that are going to crack the face.
Golfers check where they are on their watch because they know that they're on the clock because of the fact that they're being timed about pace of play. Football, the scoreboard has a clock. Every place in the arena, in the stadium has a clock. There's no reason why, from a football or otherwise perspective, you should be wearing a watch.
You love when somebody does something attention whorish. And then it's like, hey, why is everybody bringing it up? Because you wanted this. Here's the attention you were looking for. Why are you surprised by it now?
I just, he's met, and then of course it's just a personal attack. He tweeted out, if it ain't one thing, it's another. And his quote was, if anybody else would have worn the watch, if it was a $20 watch, it wouldn't be no problem. That's just my life. If it ain't this, it's something else.
Yeah, because
if it wasn't the watch, it would have been the way I tied my shoes. Oh, well,
no.
Stop.
But if you go out on the field with a Timex, what was the old, was it a Timex that was the
takes
old?
Takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
But those were like the $20 watches at Target, right? And Walmart.
I guess
like,
so.
Those were the cheap watches, Timexes.
I think. Well, I mean, I don't know if they were. I think they were reliable, but they weren't. They were inexpensive.
I think it was Timex.
I mean, then there were Swatches that were like we'd mentioned that.
Yeah,
were
but those weren't. Those were fashionable. But I'm saying if you bought like that $15 watch at Walmart and go in the field, no one cares because if you break it, it's not a big deal. If sure. if you bust a $350,000 watch, people are going to lose their mind because that's a $350,000 watch. So you absolutely know what the time was. All right. That was a poor choice of words. You know what you did. Okay? Stop acting like the victim, OBJ, and stop proposing to kicking nets. And this is what I can't stand. Bro, you're an attention whore. You do this stuff for attention. Don't get mad when you get it. If you're the way I tie my shoe. Come
but
on,
he
man.
Said
you know
I'll still be
doing.
Wearing it the same way I wear it every day. I go to practice when I go here. I go there. Been wearing it. Take a shower with it on. Oh, that's okay. Just me.
Well.
You take a shower with a $200,000 watch on.
Look, if you got a $200,000 watch and it can't survive a shower, you shouldn't own a $200,000 watch.
I agree.
But also, do you want to test it?
I should
it?
Be able to go. Like, huh?
Do you want to test it?
Yeah.
You know you got an expensive watch on your wrist. If you're not drowning or fell in off the boat or something like that, do you really want to just-
If I gave you $250,000 for a watch that you made, it, first of all, you it better have, like, I don't know who's making it, but it all had better be by hand. Like, all of
I was,
it.
I was thinking about, like, they don't have, like, mass production of these watches.
No, but I'm saying that's, you better be able to survive some stuff.
I would agree. I would feel like there'd be some sort of industrial type rugged nature to it that allows you to.
But would
go
you check
some...
it? Especially if it's your own money. Now, if someone
no,
gave
I
it to
probably
you,
wouldn't.
You'd treat it differently.
But I think when you have that much money, it's like, well, I just lost $2,000. Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I just, they just, it's whatever.
Like someone, Dominique Foxworth said, my man's got a house on his wrist for most people.
Yeah.
He's wearing a wristwatch that's yeah. worth a house to most people, and it's just like no big deal. Now, the watch company says that there's 500 of those watches made and that OBJ is just a customer and not an ambassador of the brand. BS.
Well, he's an ambassador
now.
He maybe
not. He maybe wasn't when it started, but he is now.
On the Twitch stream, somebody said, I hope it was Pause to Restart said, I hope someone tackles his dumbass by the wrist and rips it off.
You don't think that there's going to be some players with a vengeance yeah. targeting that thing this
yes,
weekend?
Yes, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm for sure. I'm going helmet to wrist every time. Well, you missed the tackle. Yeah, but did I get the watch?
I'm also going to be grabbing for it. You know how people said they had an issue with the fact that when all the hair was sticking out of the back of helmets and that the NFL said you can tackle a guy like that? There were guys that thought that other guys, because they were only doing it for attention, they were trying to tackle him by their hair.
Somebody on the Twitch said, I shower with my watch on, don't you? No.
Never.
No, because I bought this Samsung digital watch. I don't know. I don't want to ruin it.
But see, that's my point, too. It's just like we always say, and we see tickets around the station all the time. If you bought the tickets and you paid for them with your own money, chances are you're going to do everything in your power to go. Or make sure if you can't go, you get them to somebody that can and or you get your money back.
Yes.
But if people give them to you, chances are, this is why we have the old all the discussions all the time about Rockets fans and fans in Houston and what time they arrive. If those companies own all the seats in the club level right there between the free throw lines and they give them to employees, employees are like, yeah, I want to go. But then if something comes up and the kids got something going on at school or whatever, you're like, you go, I didn't pay for them. I ain't going.
Exactly.
And that's the same thing with the watch. If he paid for it out of his own money, he'd be taking care of it a lot differently. He probably wouldn't be going in the shower to test if it was waterproof. But if they gave it to him, he's like, eh.
Somebody asked, they said I would be wearing a calculator watch as a player. I always wanted one of those. I never had one.
Was it like a Casio or something?
I don't know, but it was a calculator
overrated.
Watch. Bro, I never had one. Oh, I wanted one so bad. You could spell
Shell
800-813-5. Uh-huh. Right? You flip that upside down. Boobies.
I was about to.
800-813-5. And then you'd flip, or I guess it would be 531-8008.
Those are the messages you were sending back when there was pagers. That's what you were doing.
Yeah.
That's what you were doing. A smart beat.
Was it?
And just send 531-8008-911.
Dude, you remember the numbers and everything.
I mean, I know how to spell.
No, but it's hard to remember what the numbers, yeah, like, to make the numbers look like letters.
And then you'd spell hell.
Or people would do 543-77017 with Shell Oil.
What? Why would you do that?
Because you would ask a question about, you know, why do I have a calculator watch? Because one day I'm going to be an oil and gas look, and then you turn it upside down and it says Shell Oil.
We never did that. We just spelled boobies.
There you have
it. And hell. Shell Oil?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just one of the things you could do, Barry. Not Y'all everyone were lame. Did. Gee, imagine me getting more compliments and
you're over here spelling company names.
I'm just telling you, smart kid.
Shell Oil?
Yeah. It's just something you can spell.
Oh, boy.
What do you want me? I'll just spell oh hell next time.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Now we're talking. Now we're having fun with calculator watches.
Hell, boobies, and more coming up next on the final. Hell and boobies. Okay. Final half hour of the show coming up next. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel in studio way back Wednesday.
Somebody texted with, boy, Deacon said, Barry, do you remember the Kubert watch? Holy hell. I had totally forgot about the Kubert watch until Deacon brought it up. I wanted one of those so bad, I would have let a Catholic priest do mean things to me.
Oh, my God.
For a Kubert watch. Oh, my God. Yes. I wanted a Kubert watch and a calculator watch so bad.
Never seen that.
Google it.
I'm looking at it.
Kubert was a video game, and you could play the video game on your watch. So you could be in class, and then your teachers are like, man, Texas history, man. And you're like, nope, I'm playing Kubert, chick. I don't think so.
Kubert was a pretty good video game.
It was badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a Kubert watch. Deacon, thanks for that trip down memory lane. You know what? I think I'm just going to go buy a Kubert watch. Be like, showed you, Mom. I got one anyways. Can't hold me down.
By the way, it's on eBay.
How much? How much do you think it is? Right
now. And it still works?
$30 probably.
No way.
$20.
That thing is a national treasure.
I mean, if you can find one new.
$540.
$171?
$540 in the box.
Brand new.
Yeah, brand new in the box. $540 unopened. There's $225. There's like these little Kubert mini video. Yeah, but that's not the watch. The watch is the actual.
Have you seen
relic.
Those, by the way? Those mini arcades that they sell like at Walmart now? I like these little small arcades.
Yeah,
that
little
they
mini
sell.
Arcade games, yeah.
But I saw a full size one. You buy a pedestal and you put it on top, but it's literally like you stand at it like the old Street Fighter machines.
Oh, they sell the actual video games.
If I would ever finish out my man cave, I would probably put something like that.
I'd put a couple arcade games.
The other
thing,
and they got smart about it, is because, you know, it would be like, which game would I pick? But now they
Street Fighter 2.
But they have full size video games now.
Boy.
That have like four different games, so you can get Miss Pac-Man, you can get Space Invaders,
it's all loaded with one.
You just pick the game at the start. So therefore, if you put it in your man cave, you've got different games you can play.
Am I the only one that thought Pac-Man was a lame ass game, even when it first came out?
You were definitely the only person.
I think you were.
Thought,
and Miss Pac-Man was.
I've never
pretty
played
damn good.
Pac-Man. I would play like Centipede or Joust or Dragon. Was it Dragon Quest?
That was one.
Like Contra.
Badass. Contra was good.
Contra was legit.
But I'm talking about when I would go to the skating rink, they would have the video games there, and everyone was on Pac-Man. And I was like, that's whack, man. Nobody wants to play that.
Everybody wants to play Pac-Man. Are you kidding me?
No, I didn't play.
Pac-Man is the bomb.
Pinball sucked, too. Were you a pinball guy?
No.
That feels like a Milwaukee thing.
Nope.
I did it occasionally.
Thank you for trashing me more.
Pinball?
But no.
It is probably a Milwaukee thing.
I feel like it
Madison,
would be.
Or just an all-around so Wisconsin
beer,
thing.
So get over it.
You know? Yeah. I don't like. I never was a big guy on the – somebody
would
be playing.
I think you would get your ass kicked in
the
Wisconsin
glass.
Once. I really do.
Me or Joe Barry?
Both of you.
You think I would get my ass kicked in Wisconsin? Yeah. Bro, all you got to do is have a little bit of stamina. Those fat people ain't whooping
yeah,
nobody.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. They ain't running after
just
me.
Just stick and move. Back up a little bit. There.
But I can't run on ice.
Gravy,
it snows a lot
literally sweating gravy. Punching you with these big ham hocks. I ain't worried about getting beat up in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And that's just the chicks.
No, I'm not going to argue that. I'm not going to. We've had that discussion before.
Man, this Qbert watch is so badass, though. I'm not paying $540, though.
Well, we figured it out, by the way. If you ever want to kill your wife.
Oh, wow. That took a turn right there in the middle.
That's a transition. Uh-huh. But I need to know. Go ahead. Tell me.
Because you need to know. If you ever want to kill your wife, if you do it in Mexico, it's only going to be 4 years. How about this? The guy that was the former producer of Survivor, the television show. Now, if you remember this story about 4 or 5 years ago. But he goes on vacation with his family and his wife in Mexico. They find her suffocated in a sewer.
Oh, no.
They convict him of murder. Does 4 years. He's back in L.A. kicking it.
So murder's only 4 years in Mexico?
It's supposed to be a 12-year sentence. 4 years in, they released him. He's changed his look from very clean cut and he used to be like this. And now he's crew cut beard, sunglasses. But he's back in L.A. just kicking it. After 4 years. And you killed your wife.
Did they say why he got out?
They just said he did his time. They said based on the fact that they convicted him and he was convicted
did
for a 12-year sentence. That, yeah, they
4
said,
years for killing your wife.
He was given credit for time served before his conviction. They compiled the fact that he completed 60% of their sentence, which amounts to about 7.5 years. But because 4 years definitely isn't 60%, they also said that he showed for good behavior and whatever else, they were going to let him go.
That's unbelievable.
You killed your wife. You only do 4 years. That's disgusting.
Would you...
Lisa's listening.
I
oh, yeah. If you knew, okay, this is hypothetical, guys, but if you knew that you would only get 4 years in prison.
She gone.
I didn't finish. I'm not going to have, no, I'm not talking about, if you knew you could kill somebody and only spend 4 years in prison, would you do it? And now I'm not talking about like your wife. I'm talking about like. If there was like somebody like a horrible person and you were like, all right, like the dude that Jack Ruby shot. What was his name? The shot Kennedy?
Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah. If you knew I'm only going to get 4 years if I kill that dude, would you do that? Would you murder another human
why
being?
Why would I say yes to that question, sir?
I'm just seeing where your line was.
Trying to incriminate me here.
I am. He does this all the time.
Yeah.
He loves
this. But we know Joel... would now punch a woman under certain circumstances.
Never said punch.
You would fight a kid, Nick, under certain circumstances. I would fight old people. So I feel like we're learning about each other as we go. This is good. And now we know Nick would murder a person.
I would not.
Get away with it and only do 4 years of jail time. And then he said his wife. I didn't put that on you, but I feel like the way you winked at me with Lisa.
There's no, look, Lisa can piss me off all she wants. I ain't killing her.
4 years. Okay, what about 3 years?
What about Nora?
4 years.
What about Nora?
Do I hear 4 years?
What about Nora? You going to go to Mexico to kill Nora?
What about four, like three? Like if we're doing like a murder auction, what about 4 to 3.5? Do I have 3.5 over here? 3.5
4 years, but you get off in 2.
Yeah, for good behavior.
2 years on parole.
If you'd only got 2 years for good behavior and time served.
Next.
Oh. I thought it was funny the other story that about the man that died for banging his mistress after banging his mistress in the hotel in like France or whatever. I thought that was a funny story.
What is it?
One of you put this on a man dies during sex on a business trip.
Oh, it was ruled workplace accident.
Yeah.
No.
So he died during sex,
and the employer has to pay for everything. And as a matter of fact, all the partners and children. All his partners and all his children get 80% of his paycheck all the way up until retirement. His pension all the way up until the day he would have retired.
So he's a married man. He goes on the road, cheats on his wife, dies while they're doing it.
Okay.
They report it as a workplace accident and they win.
First of all, if I'm a female and you die during sex, while we're doing it, I'm telling everybody. I'm bragging.
Well, I got the best. It was after. I think he had a heart attack.
I got the best stuff in the world.
But that's what he's saying.
Killing folks. That's how good it is.
But it's common.
I'm telling everybody. I don't care. I'm bragging.
It's common.
What is common? To die during sex?
Yeah. You get heart attacks from sex. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. The founder of...
Fred better be careful because that sounds like an old person thing.
Leo. Leo, the founder of the largest independent blog. What was that? World Star. He died. He went to a massage parlor.
Yeah. How big was he, though?
Okay, fair enough. But it happened after sex.
Fred's in good shape. He's just old. The ticker's not. Fred better be careful.
Well, at least he'll have his hair.
Now, do people also die if they masturbate and not just sex?
I don't know about that. But I know from sex and massage, like people have died in massage parlors.
I don't know why I looked at Joel like he would have the answer.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing, man? Yesterday you're going with.
No, I'm just curious.
Like, same hand, different hand, and now you're going to this.
I feel like, yeah. I need to check the poll. That's poor choice of words.
Yeah, it was.
The vote, I should have said. But I feel like if that's the case, then it's just it's not the act or the woman that's causing it. It's not the woman, it's the act, right?
This is funny as hell, too.
So if you're masturbating, the results are the same, if we're going to try to clean this up for the pickup line, which is too late now. But if the results are the same, then I feel like that there would be a lot of people that would die when they masturbate.
Maybe.
Is that as intense as the physical contact of actually doing the act with someone else?
Depends on how you do it. Ask Nick. Mine's not. Mine's kind of lame.
Nick?
Mine's lame. Nick lights candles and all this. Like it's a whole event.
You were
event.
Talking about joust.
I'm just like, man.
Had it all in the joystick.
See, I just draw the shades and turn the sound down. There's no. So, it's not an event for me.
He had sex with a local woman he had just met, and then passed away. Lawyers for his bosses insisted he was not performing duties when he had the heart attack, blaming the adulterous sex act that he had with a complete stranger. But in essence, wasn't he performing duties?
All right.
Just a question.
See.
Google died from masturbating. You'd be pretty surprised.
Is that like pink waffles?
I'm telling you. Brazilian teenager dies from masturbating.
What?
South African man dies from masturbating. Man dies after masturbating 62 times.
Oh, here's a Quora question. Can you die from excessive masturbation? I mean, I guess, you know.
The appeals court in this case ruled that an employee on assignment when you are on the road is entitled to their employer's protection for the duration of their mission.
Totally work-related. I agree.
No.
Whether or not the accident takes place as part of a professional activity or as an act of normal life, the entire trip constitutes you being on business.
Really?
That's what it says.
Yeah.
I like France. Is this France?
It is.
I like France.
Man, that doesn't... I don't feel like that's fair.
I don't feel like that's fair either, honestly.
I don't feel like that's fair at all.
I'm talking about...
All these partners and mistresses get... Look, and if you read further down, 80% of his pension until the day he would have retired.
To the mistress?
Mistresses, partners, in this and
case,
children.
I need to be a mistress.
In this case, if you're the family...
I picked the wrong profession. I should just be a hoe and a mistress. What am I doing?
You saved face and you got revenge all at the same time for your dad or whoever
and you
it was
know you got that good-good.
Doing
you're like,
that
yeah,
dirty-dirty.
I got that good-good. I'm out here killing folks with it. Yeah. Boom. What now? Men should be lining up.
You don't have to take them to Mexico and kill them. Send them to France and let them get it going.
All right. Well, I know we're in the lunch line, but or the pickup line, but if you knew it was that good, would you?
No. No, sir.
We're going to break. We got one segment to go in the show. We're going to put a bow on it, turn over to the Blitz next. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 975.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the show. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Oh, no.
Another fun and spirited effort on the Usual Suspects part as we take it up till 4.
I don't know if I want to take...
We'll take Clarence's call, but not on that topic.
Okay, yeah, Clarence, I don't know if I trust you.
What if it... Remember How the bad day, can it remember be? The day just, he just... blamed it on the dog when we went to his call and all we heard was...
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's when we first started. Yeah. We fell asleep.
Joel's still bringing up the past like that.
Yeah.
Boy, you are a piece of work today. I'm telling you.
Hey, we thought the listeners were bad about not letting stuff go.
This guy.
This guy over here. Poor Clarence. Clarence, I really don't
want to
hear.
The way you look at it. I mean,
I'm not throwing any shots at Clarence.
I really
today.
Don't want to hear about it, like your techniques or anything
Clarence
on this topic.
Clarence says masturbation talk. So essentially, your topic today is like at the end of the weekend.
Hovering
you
over
take
the
a
dumb
beating
button.
Either way.
Yeah,
fantasy
please.
Football or masturbation. What's going on, Clarence?
You know, first of all, that's why we call him petty-ass Joe. Things like that. Just petty.
Who calls it? And then, who calls him petty ass Joel?
I do. I totally do. Even
you
when
you
no one's
not.
Around.
Yeah, when no one's around. Okay. Go
and
ahead.
Then first
Clarence.
Off, Nick, know he'll be the first one in there. It's like, oh man, I'm gonna die from that. You know what? I like a challenge. I'm up in there. You know.
But I haven't died yet. It,
yeah, I was like,
hadn't been that good.
The most embarrassing thing about. Just going out from rubbing one out. Not that you're just, they're going to have to find you with, you know, your man in your hand.
Okay.
They're going to have to discover you what you were watching. For instance, you know, Barry be watching some clown porn or something like that.
What?
On his way out.
Clown porn?
Keep going.
Some clown porn or something like that. It's just something weird. That
too bad, Clarence. You just got dumped. You said a word we can't say on the air.
You said the M word,
yeah.
Bro.
And not masturbation either. You said the word for little people. And that's a dumpable offense at Gal
should
Media.
We let him back? Or
nope.
We... All right.
The rule is if you get dumped, you got to call
go
back tomorrow. Which I would normally say yes because I wanted to hear what kind of porn you two would have been watching.
I was like, and Nick,
I like how we stopped that Barry.
Yeah, I said too. I'm good with it.
Joel would have just been watching G League basketball while he masturbated.
You knew he was waiting to finish for Clarence. That's what he was doing. He wanted to finish for Clarence. I knew it was coming anyway.
G League basketball. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Layup trills. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's your boy.
Your boy.
I would never do
anything.
Because
when I'm done,
like
I'd be going, that's a foul!
Yeah, a foul.
Then I'd get a tee, and I'd fall over and die.
Oh, man, I don't even want to know.
Teed up and out.
I don't want to know what Nick would be watching.
I don't know. I don't think it necessarily would be porn, though.
No?
Barry.
Well, what do you masturbate
to, then? Why are you holding back
then?
Now, Barry? You didn't hold back on me.
Yeah, why are you?
Because I didn't want to regurgitate old jokes. I didn't want to say that he would be watching a bunch of dogs or anything like that. I didn't want to bring up peanut butter. I didn't want to bring up any of that stuff, Joel. That's why I moved on.
Pudgy.
No, I didn't want to bring up that either.
You really want to say something.
So
but
where
are
you
not
going
this.
Then, Barry? So where bad. Are you going? Where are you going out of this?
I don't know. I'm not. I'm trying to be a better person. Really?
When did that start? Because that ain't going to last.
Right at the end of Clarence's call, right? That's when it started.
Clown porn, huh?
Yeah, I don't know why I would be watching clown porn.
Well, you're a comedian, and clowns are funny.
Short clowns, too.
Clowns aren't funny. They're creepy.
Okay.
Well. Clowns are, yeah, and also, yeah, little people clowns.
So essentially you're saying you'd punch a clown?
That's breaking the creepy meter.
Yeah, that's shattering is what he's doing.
I'm not watching that. I'm not watching that with my pants down, I'll tell you that much. What?
I said what I had to say.
I didn't hear it. I completely. Normally, I
clowns
would.
Clowns are creepy. So basically, what you're saying is, you'd punch a clown.
Yeah, we didn't need to repeat that.
Yeah, we did.
No, it's not. It wasn't even.
It wasn't even funny. That's what you were going to say. That's what you were going to say.
Yesterday they were good. Today that one
he's slipping.
Yeah,
damn, he's been taking all kinds of shots at you today.
No doubt. That's why he's your boy.
That wasn't your best effort.
Today he's my boy.
Yeah.
Tomorrow not so much.
He didn't unload on your list enough.
So. He did a little bit.
Not really.
Really? I
mean, there's nothing to really unload about.
No,
to be honest,
I didn't really
with
want
you.
More, but
song's on point.
All right, I'm glad this topic's over with. Now we don't have to hear from Clarence, because if he tries to bring it up tomorrow, we just dump him again.
Oh, he'll bring it back.
You think so?
Huh?
I don't know.
He just slipped up. He forgot about the M word.
I don't know that he forgot about it. Sometimes I think he does it purposely.
Yeah?
No,
yeah.
I don't think Clarence did that on purpose.
No? Mm-mm. Okay.
Yeah, I would agree. That Clarence isn't that kind of guy. He's a good dude.
Oh, he's a great dude.
Yeah,
I don't no doubt about it.
He's I think that was accidental.
Like others that have been disciplined around here because they do things purposely or try to be funny and mimic callers and then drop intentional words.
Agreed.
Yeah, we've lived through enough of that.
That's right.
All right, so by the way, tomorrow, one more day in the studio. We will be here at Gal Media, and then Friday we are heading out to Beaumont. I don't care what you call it, just be there as we're going to be at the West Bar.
Yes.
On Friday, us and the Blitz starting our normal pilgrimage during football season to making regular appearances in Beaumont. So come on out and see us. We'll have Usual Suspects t-shirts. The promo team will be out there. And of course, you guys are always great about coming out to see us whenever we head down to the 409. So even Nick is going to be in tow this time, which is fantastic. So all three of us will be at the appearance on Friday. AJ and Fred will be there as well. So stop down and see us. Hang out 1 to 7 p.m. the West Bar in Beaumont, and guaranteed to have a good time as we'll have the shows going on and a lot of other stuff and a chance for you to take home some stuff on your way out. So that should be fun. So we'll look forward to that on Friday, Thursday, another show. And before we get to any of that, I do want to tell you guys about the good people at Infuse Energy. I made the switch to Infuse Energy about 3 years ago. I just re-upped with them. And why wouldn't you do the same? Because I'm telling you right now, I've saved thousands of dollars off of the bills from my previous energy company, and they do it all with great customer service. So much so, they have a 5 out of 5-star rating with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. They use 100% green energy, and it's all at your fingertips, so you're doing the right thing while you're saving money and getting energy. And basically, they take you through what they're going to do by asking you a ton of questions. When you call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, you can log on to InfuseEnergy.com as well, but when you call them, you get a human being, not an automated system. They ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to know when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, is it weekends, is it nights, is it business, or is it for your family? And then they break it down until they get you the best rate and the best deal they can possibly get you. They're always going to be 100% honest. There are going to be those rare times other businesses can beat their prices. They'll let you know that too. But like a trusted friend, you'll go back to them and you know that you get honesty and trust at all times in a business deal like this, so that something will stick with you. If you don't go with them then, you'll go with them down the road because you know that they'll take care of you. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Check them out. Infuse energy into your life.
Where the West was all but one.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.